tentacles leaves. He saw my picture in a magazine and told me he wanted to take me down the Mississippi, hollering palms and blowing weed. He sounded crazy, and I wrote that I'd never been beaten, that I was a bitch. He sent me Pain and Lust for 19 days, his aloneness, how he wanted to fall into blue water. He said my letters fell apart, pressed to his skin. In March, my arms started melting, and I drank the Chateau Ossone he sent. By April, my face was burning. He sent me his so that in Concord, I could just think about him while the river was swelling. But I didn't think he'd come. Writing bad checks, stealing Hamburg, staggering with a torn suitcase and broken shoes from California. I didn't know where to keep him. And I got drunk on cognac before he fell through the door. He taught me what men did in prison. His eyes weren't mean and blue. When he said how we'd live in a house of shells and the ferns in Big Sur, high on poems. He said we'd eat the colors off Point Lobos. Dark wine and succulents in bed, I could hear the seals. Afternoons we lay in a blur of nutmeg, watching the curtains. His head on my belly, telling me about the women who stopped mattering. That's when it started getting scary. One waited 5 years after getting a short letter. I wouldn't even take the bus across town, though I dreamed I'd go with him to Yugoslavia and Mexico. He kept getting busted, and he moved under the stairs with dead moths, drinking beer and not coughing. Then he moved out into the trees, came leaf by leaf in the morning. Fog was what we needed, a blur to lie down and lie in. I never liked his poems as much as I pretended. Not even the ones he stole. But I love the stories, how he used to make love in coffins, stood on the roof of his house, screaming at stars. But he kept breaking into places. Once I held him 4 hours while he cried. Next morning, he poured chocolate in my cunt and ate it and talked about going to Montana. We could live in a wooden hut in Canada with my cats. Only nothing was getting better. He vomited blood and black things. If he came in late, I thought it was over. He'd just laugh. We'd take a bottle out into the huge weeds and collapse, laughing. Other things fell too, leaves. He'd slam into chairs with cigarettes, burn holes in everything. I set the clock ahead, wondered how long this could go on, the snow coming. And I watered the mail when he went to get better and didn't. By October, I couldn't move. Wherever I went, there were tentacles, his eyes in the window. I tripped on his arms and then cut out for Colorado. He couldn't just stay in the leaves. Children said he smelled like fire. Ladybugs lie on their backs now. The wind is rising. I'm not sorry that he came, or that nothing could keep him.